Job, the 42nd chapter. The persistent conversation of Job and God has come to an end of the book, and we see the results of a relationship that does not end. God looks on Job rewardingly, not because of Job, but because of the relationship between God and Job. Job not only speaks to God, but God says at the end of this story, "Job, speaking to me rightly," or "of me what is right." Unlike his friends, it is important for Job to continue his relationship with God as good and faithful as God is faithful to Job. Job will receive family and fortune, but mostly Job will receive the love of God in the way Job always knew God to love him. This book does not tell us how to deal with suffering or loss or even broken relationship. This book is not intended to give us insight on how to change God's mind. This book does teach us how to remain faithful in the relationship God created for us. It teaches us to remain faithful to a God who will never leave us. This book does not promise to give us all we have lost or greater gifts if we remain faithful. It does tell us we have a promise from God that will show up for us when God chooses. God comes to us from this story as we suffer and shows us how God has suffered for us. God comes to us to remind us of the sacrifice that God is willing to undertake because of love, and his grace is shown on a cross. It is in the empty grave we see love. It is in the constant supply of grace God offers to all creation that we find hope. God has come to open the gate of salvation to us and all we are. It is God's constant love of God's creation that brings life to all who trust in the Word of God. Job followed the Spirit of God and was a witness to creation in ways we may never see or know. Job remained faithful in times that would cause us to give up on God. The relationship Job has with God is one of pure faithfulness. God is faithful to the covenants and promises God made with creation. Our relationship with God began with God committing God's love to creation. It is because God opens the gate of salvation to us that we have life. It's Christ's suffering and death we see God's faithfulness. In God, we have life abundantly today and again after the grave. God opens the gate of life eternal to all for all, so all may have life with God. Job found his life fully restored by the God of faithfulness. Job found life with family and friends and beasts of the earth. God created us along with all the creeping things, the crawling things, with the beasts of the sea and under the sea, the great monsters of the deep. We are part of God's creation, and God cares for us and longs for us to live together with creation. We need to find ways to live together with brother and sister, beasts of the air and of the sea. We have been given the opportunity to see the gate has been opened for us. God opens the gate of relationship and life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God, you created and continue to sustain all creation. Open our eyes to the gifts of creation around us and let our relationship show love to all things as we look to Jesus Christ, the open gate of eternal life, for hope and salvation. Amen.